The Great Christmas Caper. Once upon a time, there was a family of beavers who were not known for their work ethic, but rather for their finely honed criminal instincts. This family of beavers, the Bendersons, did not like to build dams or lodges or even chew down trees, but they sure did like to take stuff that didn't belong to them. One December, Mrs. Benderson had the idea of robbing Santa Claus. She had been sitting on a log in the marsh, thinking about Christmas, when it occurred to her that Santa sure carried a lot of swag in that sleigh of his. She thought a little bit more about it, and then she thought that whenever Santa was in someone's house filling stockings or eating cookies or whatever, no one was watching his sleigh. Well, there were the reindeer, but Becky, that was her name, didn't think they would pose much of a problem. Becky told her plan to the rest of the Bendersons, her sons, Benny and Brad, and her daughters, Bethany, Brittany, and Nicole. They all thought it was a very great plan. None of them had any enthusiasm for Christmas shopping, and they thought this heist would kill two birds with one stone. So that Christmas Eve, they set out to rob Santa Claus. The plan was a simple one. They would all lie in wait near the Otter family place. When Santa went down the chimney, Brad would follow him up onto the roof and watch for his return. Bethany would unhook the reindeer and chase them off. Benny, Brittany, and Nicole would haul away the sleigh, and Becky herself would steer. Once they were back in the marsh, they would sort through all the loot and then ditch the sleigh. At first, everything went like clockwork. Shortly after midnight, Santa arrived at the Otter household and went down the chimney with his sack of toys. Brad scampered up onto the roof. Bethany unhooked the reindeer and chased them off. Then Benny, Brittany, and Nicole tried to pull the sleigh. But it was very heavy. After a few minutes of struggling and grunting, the Bendersons realized that they had seriously underestimated the weight of the damn thing. There was no way, even if Bethany helped and Becky herself got down and pushed, that they were going to be able to budge it. Becky knew she had to think fast. Santa would be popping his head out of the Otter chimney shortly, so she decided that it would be better for the Bendersons to cut their losses. They would all grab whatever they could carry and make a run for it. So Bethany and Brittany and Benny and Nicole and Becky herself all snatched up great armfuls of Christmas gifts and hurried off towards the marsh. Unfortunately, in their rush to get away, they left Brad behind. He was still on the roof, poised over the chimney, watching for Santa. Very shortly after the beavers had hightailed it into the marsh, Santa, having finished filling all the little Otter stockings, started back up the chimney. On the rooftop, Brad heard him scrambling up. The Benderson lookout looked down to where he expected to see his family hauling away Santa's sleigh. The sleigh was still there, but there was no sign of the other beavers. Now Brad was not the sharpest knife in the drawer. He did not know what he should do. A wiser beaver would probably have assumed the others had taken off and made a run for it. But that is not what Brad did. He just stood there and did nothing. When Santa popped his head out of the chimney, Brad knew he had to do something, and so he beamed the benevolent old man's noggin with his blackjack. The conked claws fell back down the sooty passage. He was out cold. And still, Brad stayed on the roof. He had bought himself a little bit of time, though. The Bendersons were so eager to catalog their loot that they had forgotten all about Brad. They rummaged through the stolen sacks, and Becky did a little bit of math in her head to figure out the street value of the toys they had grabbed. They had made quite a good little score. There were iPods and PS3s and Kindles in the bags they had taken. It was a nice payday for the beavers. It was only when she started to divvy up the goods to haul them to their fence when Becky suddenly remembered Brad. She had made up 6 bags of swag, and as they made ready to head out from their marshy hideout, one of them still sat on the ground. Brad. Damn, thought Becky. Brad was the dimmest of her kids, none of whom were very bright bulbs, and he had always been a bit of a drag on the family business. But still, Becky felt pretty bad that she had forgotten him. There was nothing for it but to go back and get the belated beaver. When Becky got back to the otter household, the scene there was utter chaos. All the otters were standing around outside in their night clothes. There were police everywhere. Santa was standing talking to one of them, holding a cold compress on the back of his own head. And there was Brad, handcuffed and seated in the back of a cruiser. Becky's only hope was that her oldest boy would abide by the beaver code and not rat out the rest of his family. With some of the money gained from their ill-gotten booty, she would be able to bail him out after Christmas. With any luck, she thought, he could be out of the slammer by spring. But Becky was wrong. Brad, pretty annoyed at having been abandoned on the roof that night, informed on his entire family. The upside of this was that they all got to spend Christmas together in jail.